T-Rex is much lampooned about those tiny arms, yeah. You know.
What was that about, right?
You know, can't put on a tack, can't answer the phone, can't wipe its bum. It's, you know, terrible things happen on the internet to T-Rex. But there's a paleontologist in Los Angeles, Michael Habib, who has a very brilliant biomechanical explanation for the small arms of T-Rex. And that is, you know, T-Rex had the most powerful bite ever for a land animal. To have a really big bite, you need really big jaw muscles. To have really big jaw muscles, you need a really big head, which necessitates a really big, powerful neck. And the muscles in the neck and the muscles in the arms compete for the same muscle attachment space in the shoulders. So as the bite of T-Rex, as its ancestors, as it got stronger, you see the arms getting smaller and smaller. So really those little arms may be the key to its power and ferocity.